Good morning, this is Claire.
And Mac, with your 8am Zedlines.
Dozens of boats will line up at the Humpy Bong Yacht Club's annual Women and Girls Sailor Regatta next weekend in the waters off Woody Point. Being the only Women and Girls Regatta for off-beach classes in southeast Queensland, the regatta includes a junior division, as organisers aim to encourage and provide an opportunity for female sailors of all ages and skill to improve and enjoy sailing. Quote, we hope the regatta will encourage many women from beginner level to expert sailors to take part in the event specifically made for them, end quote.
A rogue meteor was sighted in far north Queensland around 9:20 p.m. on Saturday night. It is believed to have crashed around the Croydon area around 600 kilometres inland from Townsville, where locals felt their houses shake and heard a sonic boom. Australian National University researcher Brad Tucker estimates that the meteor was between half a metre and a metre in size, and would have been travelling between 100,000 to 150,000 kilometres per hour. Mr. Tucker said that the meteor likely came from the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter, and that while meteors of a similar size hit Earth every month or so, they are generally not noticed on such a scale due to much of the Earth's surface being uninhabited.
And Bunnings will be the first Australian retailer to try a four-day work week for thousands of full-time workers. Workers will still be required to work 38 hours per week, but will have the option to do so over 4 days or a nine-day fortnight. Bunnings has also proposed to deliver 40,000 staff pay rises of 10.5% and lift annual leave to 5 weeks a year.
Australian researchers have developed the world's first genetically modified banana and submitted it to regulators for approval. The modified banana, named QCAV-4, is resistant to Panama disease, Tropical Race 4, a deadly fungus which has been threatening the Cavendish banana industry. A resistant gene called RGA2 was found in a species of wild banana found in Southeast Asia and spliced with a regular Cavendish banana to create the modified strain. If approved, the QCAV-4 banana will not be released commercially and will be kept as a safety net for the industry in the case of a further Panama TR4 outbreak in the future.
And in international news, an undersea earthquake with a magnitude of 7.7 occurred in the South Pacific just before 1 p.m. on Friday. The U.S. National Tsunami Warning Center reported that the earthquake epicenter was near the Loyalty Islands of New Caledonia, to the west of Fiji and Vanuatu. The center initially issued a tsunami alert for coasts within 1,000 kilometers of the epicenter, including Vanuatu and Fiji, but later withdrew it. A tsunami warning was also issued for Australia's Lord Howe Island. However, the Bureau of Meteorology announced at 8:20 p.m. on Friday that the warning had been cancelled, as all potentially threatening waves passed the island without issue.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is feeling cold enough to freeze the balls off a brass monkey. It's currently 13 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or you can head to 4ZZZ.org.au to read more.